Thank you all. Thank you for staying around at these late hours. You must be very interested in ACT funding or something like that. So my talk is about comparative outcomes of face-to-face and virtual review meetings. Face-to-face meeting is a traditional way of reviewing grant applications. The recent introduction of virtual review has raised questions about its position in the review process. In this study, we will go through the background, the objectives, the methods, the result, and finally the conclusion. As far as background is concerned, peer review of grant applications goes through three different steps. Each application is assigned to three reviewers who grade and give it a score. This is called the preliminary score, and this involves three reviewers. At the time of the meeting, whether it's face-to-face or virtual review, the three lead reviewers will discuss the application with the input of the rest of the panelists, and then they rescore the application. This is called the new score, called the post-discussion score, and it involves three reviewers again. And then, on the third step, the rest of the panelists each give a score to the application. So the new score is called the matrix score, or the final priority score. It involves all the panelists of this session. It could be 20, could be 25, could be 18. Now, in face-to-face meeting, reviewers are brought to Washington, D.C., actually Rockville, Maryland, and then they will discuss the case face-to-face. They're put in the same room and then they discuss that application. In case of virtual review, this is a web-based technology that allows reviewers from different parts of the country to meet in a virtual space, usually a cloud. So reviewers have raised some questions as to potential problems of this new methodology. They say it's distracting, it's not thorough enough, it's not secure. There is minimal interaction between the reviewers. And next is the scoring system. Up here you have a table of all the scores that we ask our reviewer to give out. The scores range from 1 to 9. And then what happens is that we average them out. And when you average them out, it's going to have a decimal in there. So we multiply the final priority score by 10 to eliminate all the decimals. So the best score is 10, then it's 10. The lowest score is 90. So your range is 10 to 90. And the one, the 10, 20, and 30 are called the high impact score. This is where the funding rate comes. Okay? If your application lands in this area, you have a high likelihood of being funded. But again, it's just only 50 to 60% of this group which will be funded. Our objective is to compare the effects of face-to-face and virtual review meeting on pre- and post-discussion score. Pre- and post-discussion, three reviewers. And matrix score, and then magnitude of changes in score and percentage of change in score. And we define the consistency of the review in terms of percentage and magnitude of scores change. We review a total of 11 SEPs, Special Emphasis Panel. This is an IFA. From 2012 and early 2014. And we have two groups. The group one is face-to-face meeting. We have 6 face-to-face sessions, which include 119 discussed applications. All the non-discussed applications have been removed from this one. The group two consists of 5 virtual review sessions with a total of 51 discuss applications. So when we look at the result, we ask ourselves, what happened to the reviewer score from pre-operative to from pre-discussion to post-discussion? Well, they change. How much? About 1/3 of the reviewer will change their score. Just 1/3. All right. So 62% in group 1 and 70% in group 2. So only 30%, roughly 30%, will change their score. We then look at we compare the preliminary score to the matrix score, final score. And as you can see, there's a good correlation between preliminary and final score, matrix score. However, if you look at a certain number, say if you look at a preliminary score of 30 right here, you go up there, a 30 could end up as a 25 or a 26, or it could end up as a 45, 46, and 50. All right. This is for group 1. How about group 2? Similarly, it's the same. There is correlation between preliminary score and matrix score. However, it's better because the R2 right here is 0.81. So there's no difference between the two, group 1 and group 2. Now next, we look at the distribution of all the score. We go 10 to 20 here, 21 to 30 here. This two group is the funding range group, right? 10 to 30, there's roughly about 51% of application fall into this group. But we have to look at the matrix score, the final score. It should be 10 to 30 at the end too, to be eligible for funding. So roughly 19%, 7%, 2.5, 30% fall in this range. If you take half of it, so roughly about 15 to 20%. So what happens to, this is group 1. What happened to group 2? Group 2 is almost the same. The funding range is right here, so roughly about 50% of the application fall into this group. So it's about 25%. So there's no difference again between group 1 and group 2. And then we look at the magnitude of change from preliminary to matrix score. We look at the magnitude of change. How much do the score change from preliminary to post-discussion or to final? If you look at our chart here, the change is very, very minimal. It's less than 5. Less than 5 means 5/10 of a point. That means half a point. So the reviewer, when they change their score, they change it in very small amount. So roughly right here, 40% and 70% change their score, but the score change will be very small, 70% of the case. If you look at the group 2, again, they change the score right here, but the score is very, very small. Right here, 58% and 33%, almost 85%, 90%. And then what happened is that we compare the two groups, group 1 and group 2. They start with a different preliminary score, which is significant right here. But at the end, you look at the percentage change from preliminary to matrix score, it's 20%. Compared to 16%, it's not significant at all. And then what happens is that we look at the cost of bringing a reviewer to Washington, D.C. for a van. Roughly, it's going to cost us about $1,600 right here to bring a reviewer to review the application for one day, for the first day, compared to roughly about $350 to $400 for the virtual review. So in conclusion, what can we conclude? three things to remember. The first thing is that in both FF, face-to-face meeting, and virtual review, discussion causes changes in preliminary score in only one-third of the cases. Sorry. Just 30% of the case. And what happened is that the changes are very, very small. Second is that there's no non-significant changes in pre- to post-discussion score, percentage-wise. No significant change in, from preliminary to matrix score, percentage-wise, and no significant change in the magnitude of score, percentage-wise. The third thing that we end up with is that virtual review compares favorably with face-to-face meeting, and virtual review is less expensive, but we should use the virtual review only for a session which has 25 applications. 25 applications will yield you roughly about 16 to 19 to 18 discuss applications. Thank you very much. That's all I have for you tonight.